أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. ربي وفقني وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بحق محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Now, with Islamic laws, within issue number 284, if any one part of wudu, just like face or hand, was najis, okay, and after performing wudu, one doubts whether he washed it before wudu or not. Now, he performed wudu, but before wudu, this part was najis, like his hand, full of blood. Okay, dam. And in this case, after he finished his wudu, he has a doubt. Did he wash this part before he perform wudu or not? So, Sayyid Sistani said his wudu will be valid, in order, correct, acceptable. But he should wash the part which was najis. But after wudu and he finished wudu, he should what? He wished he should wash part which was he thought it was najis. Okay? Have you got the idea? Just write number one. If you have got the idea, write number one. If don't, write two in order to repeat it for you. Imagine this. Now I wash my hand. First, I complete my wudu. I perform my wudu. Before my wudu, one part of my wudu parts, just like my face, my hands, my head, the top of my head, the front of my head, my feet, it was najis before performing wudu. Then after I perform wudu, I doubt, may I wash that najis or not? So, here is the question for Sayyid Sistani. How about my ablution? He said, your ablution is what? Is valid. It's okay. In order. And you should what? You should, after you finish, you wash that najis part. You wash that najis part. Okay? After all, exactly, Mr. Ali. Issue 285. If a person has a cut or wound, you know what's the difference between cut and wound? What is the difference between cut and wound? Wound? Okay. Once cut, it means that the skin is divided into two parts. That the skin is divided into two parts. This is cut. Yes, it was a question. Yes, it was a question. But okay, I'll answer this question. Cut, it means that the skin is divided or scattered into two parts. While wound, it means that there was a cut, and now it is about to be healed. It was to be okay. It is recovery. Okay? But it gives, something comes out of it, not blood, but we call it pus. You know what's the meaning of pus? How? It means not the blood. The white liquid from an infected cut. Very good. Excellent, mister. Excellent. Excellent. Exactly. Good. So,
Now we've got the idea from cut and wound. Good. If a person has a cut or wound on his face or hands, why on his face? Why or hands? It means the places where we must wash. On the places where we must wash. Not on the places where we must wipe. Okay? So, if the cut or wound on the places where we must wash is face and hands, and the blood from it does not stop, it means bleeding. Bleeding. The blood does not stop. It means what? A bleeding. It means a bleeding. And if water is not harmful for him, and the water is not what? Harmful for him. For him, for the cut or the wound. It means for the person, I'm sorry, for the person. It means if he put water on the cut or wound, that doesn't hurt him. He should. What he should do, Sayyidana? He should, after washing the healthy parts of that limb, you know, that limb either the face, because we call each body of us has what? Has five limbs. Two legs, limb, it means two legs, two hands, one head. These are the limb of a person. These are the limb of, good. These are the limb of a person. So, after washing the healthy parts of that limb in proper sequence, it means, you know, proper sequence. Proper sequence, it means that you doing your washing and your wiping in sequence. What we call it in Arabic, at-tatabu' al-urfi. At-tatabu' al-urfi. Part by part. Okay? So, after washing the healthy parts of that limb in proper sequence, put the place of wound or cut in cool water or running water. In cool water or running water, it means kathir, ma kathir in Arabic. And press it a little so that the blood may stop. That the blood may stop. Why? All of us, we know that the blood, when it covers with water, it will be gathered. What we call it, it will be icy, or it will be just like a skin. When the blood gathered together, it becomes what? It becomes one piece like a skin. Here says Stani, he meant this. So, and press it a little so that the blood may stop. Then he should pass his finger on the wound or cut within the water. Okay? From above downwards so that water may flow on it. On the wound or on the cut. This way, his wudu will be in order. This way, his wudu will be in order. Is that clear? Good. That's good. Nice. Very good. Here we have this picture right now. Say Sistani, he said, press that cut or wound. Press it. When you press it, definitely it will stop what? It will stop the flow of the or the bleeding. Okay, so when you wash it, it will stop the blood. If it is not stop, we'll take it. This is another picture. It will come with the coming issues. The seventh condition is that the person doing wudu should have what? The person who is doing wudu should have the sufficient time at his disposal for wudu, okay, and salah. What does that mean? It means each one who wants to perform wudu, he must have what? He must have enough time for wudu and salah. It means if he doesn't have sufficient time for wudu and salah, and if he performs wudu, salah will be what? Will be qada, not tamam, not complete. It will not in time. It will be in another salah. Yes, you know that they wrote namaz according to Persian language. I change it into salah if you don't mind. So, person should have enough time for performing wudu and what? And make doing the whole salah in its time. In its time. So, issue namaz, it means prayers, salah, not namaz, namaz. Yes. Okay. If the time is so short that by doing wudu, the entire prayers or part of it will have to be offered after its time, he should perform tayammum. He should perform what? Tayammum. But, so, in this case, if you don't have enough time to do, to perform ablution and to do your prayers in time, so in this case, you should leave. What? You should leave ablution and do tayammum and do what? And do your prayers. And do your prayers. Now, I think we were with issue 286. If the time is so short, if the time is so short that by doing wudu, the entire prayers or a part of it will have it to be offered after its time, he should perform tayammum. But if he feels that the time required for tayammum, if he feels that the time required for tayammum and wudu is equal, the same time for wudu and for tayammum, it would take the same time, then he should do what? Then he should do wudu. Should do wudu. So, with issue number 287, if a person should have performed tayammum, who should have performed what? Tayammum. Owing to little time for prayers, for salah, at his disposal, performs wudu with the niyyah of qurba, the niyyah of qurba, or for niyyah of mustahab, act like reading the Holy Quran, his wudu is in order. His wudu is in order. In this case, his wudu is what? Is acceptable. So, similarly, in the same case, or similarly, his wudu will be valid if he did it for what? For that salah. For that salah. As long as it was not devoid of niyyah of qurban. It should be what? There is aim for qurban. Not the niyyah, the aim that is this wudu is wanted from Allah. It is wanted from Allah. You see? Okay? I read this issue again because it needs to be understand very clear. If a person who should have performed tayammum, he should have what? He must have what? Tayammum. So what does that mean? That means the order from Allah, he should perform what? He should perform tayammum. Okay? You see, from Allah, the order to him, he should perform tayammum. That's clear. Allowing a little time for salah at his disposal. At his disposal, he have a time. Okay, performs wudu instead of tayammum. What he did, he performed ablution with the niyyah of qurbah. With the niyyah of qurbah. So with the niyyah of qurbah, it's okay. Or for any mustahab act, maybe to read Quran, okay, or maybe to stay on tahara, on wudu, on ablution, which is better. What is the difference in that? I'll tell you. Here, first of all, his order from Allah, he should what? He should do ablution. Then he found there is what? A little time. So he make what? He make wudu. But with niyyah of qurba. With niyyah of qurba. Not with the niyyah of that Allah order him, he should perform ablution. You see the first line? He should what? He should have performed tayammum. He should have performed tayammum. So the order from Allah now, he should do what? He should do tayammum. Okay? But now he brings wudu. He do wudu with the niyyah of qurba, not with the niyyah that Allah ordered him. He must do it. Yes, absolutely. Look, Sayyidina, each act which is a worship act, it needs to what? It needs to intention. It needs to niyyah. It needs to intention. Each act for worshipping Allah, it needs act. And it needs what? Intention. And intention will make this act valid or will make this act void. You see? So, now performs wudu with the niyyah of qurba, not with the niyyah he must perform ablution. He brings wudu with the niyyah of what? Of qurba. What is the normal intention of sometimes? Good. Let me explain that. Let me explain this. What is if I want to pray and I'm doing the wudu, what is what? Yes. It's very clear to me. Your question is very clear to me. But I thought that Yahya is writing, is answering. Then I wanted to see what's the answer of Yahya. But Yahya is not answering. I'll answer. We have two intentions here. Either to say, I'm doing my ablution qurbatan lillahi ta'atan. And with this intention, you can do whatever you like, whatever prayers, without making hadith. Without making hadith. But if you make this ablution with this intention, you say, I do my ablution, definitely it is not, it will come in the other, in the coming issues. You don't have to say this. Maybe put it in your mind. Just put it in your mind. I do my ablution for this prayer, for noon prayer. So when you finish noon prayer, and you, even if you don't make hadith, you should go and make another ablution for asr prayer. Why? Because the first ablution has been expired after the noon prayer. You see? But while with the first intention, it is to qurbatan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no, you can do, you can pray whatever you like. If you don't have hadith, you can pray with noon, you can pray with it
the afternoon prayers, and if you don't make hadith, you can even pray Maghrib and Isha with it. Exactly, exactly. Yes. Now, performs wudu with the niyyah of qurbah, or for any mustahab act like reading the Holy Quran, his wudu is in order. Why? Because he make it then ila Allah Ta'ala, not with the intention of what? Of this Allah is asked him to do ablution. Why? In original, Allah ordered him to do what? To do tayammum. He should perform tayammum, but he has a time, and he said, okay, I'll make ablution qurbatan Allah Ta'ala. Is that acceptable? Yes, this is acceptable. But if he change his intention to what? To make that wudu, is Allah wanted from me what? Wudu. While Allah asked him to do what? Allah asked him to do tayammum. Okay? Look. Similarly, his wudu will be valid if he did it for that salah, as long as it was not devoid of niyyah of qurbah. So the niyyah of qurbah should be what? Should be with that ablution. Should be with that ablution. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.